Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. So, you know, I'm back from vacation. New scientific study came out that says 2 weeks may be a waste of money. So just take a week off. Yeah, survey says 2 weeks off isn't necessarily two times as enjoyable or memorable as a one-week vacay, but it can be twice as expensive. They found that vacations impact two parts of our brain, the experience self and the remembering self. The shorter your vacation, the more of it you remember. And if you stay on a longer vacation, you'll spend more money on things you'll forget. Speaking of vacations, survey of 2,000 people says it's obnoxious when we post our vacation pictures on social media. Nobody cares where you went on vacation. Here's an eye roller. Toronto's airport was just forced to remove an advertisement deemed to be insulting to cows. The print ad touted the upgrades and improvements of the airport concourses and said, "Because you're people, not cattle." Animal rights people didn't like that. They complained, said it was offensive to cattle. Whatever. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Bill Gates wrote a book in 1999 called Business and the Speed of Thought. In the book, he made a series of predictions about the future, which are turning out to be amazingly correct. Here are some of those predictions. 18 years ago, he said price comparison websites would make everything cheaper. Mobile devices like smartphones and smartwatches. Instant payments and financing online. Online home security monitoring. He even predicted the enormous impact of social media. So far, he's pretty much been spot on. Hear about the guy in Utah who celebrated his 100th birthday at a ski resort opened just for the occasion. Yes, they found enough snow to cover a small hill and let him ski down. They said his run was flawless. A new quick energy craze is snorting powdered chocolate. An Orlando company has come up with a snortable chocolate powder they mix with energy additives, ginkgo biloba, taurine, and guarana. Senator Chuck Schumer is already concerned. He's suggesting the FDA regulate snortable chocolate. Might say he's sneezing at that one. A new study finds the average person misses about 10% of their face when they put sunblock on. The two most likely places to miss, the bridge of your nose and your eyelids. Eyelids are where 5 to 10% of all skin cancers happen. You see or hear about that new study that says 3 out of 4 sunscreens overstate their protection? They say while a poor quality sunscreen will keep you from getting burned, it might not shield you from harmful UV rays that can damage your skin and lead to cancer. By the way, here's the interesting part. What SPF stands for? SPF is based on standing in the sun at the equator. If you stand at the equator for 1 minute, your skin would become red and irritated. So SPF 15 means theoretically you could stand there for 15 minutes with protection and so on. Doctors and scientists recommend a high-quality SPF 30 minimum. Probably heard the running with the bulls continues this week in Pamplona, Spain. Two Americans were gored on Saturday's run, with one saying it was just a slight injury, enough that he would run again before the event ends on Friday. Why? Guy was given a second chance. Looks like whatever shame McDonald's felt after Super Size Me is totally gone, because they're back to loading up their menu with deliciousness. A bunch of McDonald's in the Midwest have started testing bacon cheese fries. They cost you $4 and you get a pretty big portion. No word on whether they'll be available near us or if they'll go nationwide. Finally, what did you want to be when you grew up? Radio announcer. A new plan in Chicago is underway where high school seniors won't be allowed to graduate without writing an essay about their plans for the future. It'll be hot cars and cool music rocking into St. Joseph this weekend. The Mike Yore Memorial Car Show. Lake Bluff Park. Anyone with a car 25 years or older is welcome to participate. They should contact Larry Pasco at 757-3149 for information. The car show officially starts at 4. The DJ along Lake Boulevard. There'll be a lighted boat parade at 10 o'clock on Saturday night. And don't forget Movies in the Park, where Moana will be playing on the big screen at Whirlpool Centennial Field. Sunday, there are two free municipal band concerts, 3:30 and 7:30, to wrap up the weekend. Mike Yore Memorial Car Show this weekend. More information at stjoetoday.com. Knucklehead News out of Connecticut, where a couple used counterfeit cash to buy stuff from a Victoria's Secret. And then they went back to try to return the stuff for real cash. But when the cashier gave them their own fake bills back, they said they were fake and took off. The cashier quickly figured out what happened. She called the cops. They're looking into it. The Daily Buzz. If you see something that I should buzz about here on The Daily Buzz, please send it to me, Paul at WCSY.com. You can fax it to 637-2675. Note on Facebook or Twitter would do, or drop it off at the station across from McFadden's on M140. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz, proudly posted at WCSY.com. You can find them on iTunes and Podcast Republic. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul A. Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.